Welcome to this episode of the Super Yacht Laundry podcast. I have a returning guest, the gorgeous Mel from Season 1. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Well, you know, I always like talking to a friend. It's quite nice to catch up with what's going on with you guys. So how's Seize the Mind going? Busy as always?
Very good. Yeah, we're exiting the summer where it tends to be a bit quieter and we do our outreach work and our like project work. And then we're ramping up into the winter season, which is where we have a lot of trainings going on. So that's always wonderful. But it begins to get busy for us now.
Yeah, it's the beginning. This is like a couple of weeks before it all just goes a bit bonkers. You know,
absolutely.
Cannes is on the way. That's the first one that kicks off the season. Obviously, mental health still a big buzzword. You know, lots of things going on in the world of mental health. Lots of very caring people out there trying to make a difference. But I'll be honest with you, it's just a bit. There's a lot of information out there at the moment. There is a lot of information, and I think, you know, we're kind of, well, maybe a listener will prove me wrong, that there might be a bit of an exhaustion point. I don't want to look at my mental health anymore, because we have been talking about it for a while. Doesn't mean we're going to stop talking about it. You know, they could always be optimistic, but it's still really a hot topic. So, you know, from the last time we spoke, what do you feel like's changed in that short time?
I do think there is an element of mental health fatigue. I think there is a general consensus of people understanding its importance, but actually we're finding through our trainings that people that are seeking the training through Seize the Mind do have some base knowledge. They're actually looking for something further now, and real kind of coping mechanisms on board and something that's really practical and applicable, which, I mean, our training always has been, but it's quite interesting to look at our training now versus kind of 4 or 5 years ago, where people were coming in and it was like, well, no one's talking about this on board, to people coming into training now and it's like, oh no, we are talking about this in some cases, in other cases not, but particularly people that are, we find people, whole yachts that are seeking out the training to train as a crew will already be talking about it. People that come into our open online training where anybody from any yacht can come in, typically you see people that are interested in this, but it's not quite commonplace on their yacht. So it's definitely a blend of both now, which is encouraging. But I do think there is this element of fatigue around the discussion around it. The current is going this way. There's no turning the tide on this. So I think more people just need to drop into the current, for want of a better phrase, accept it's kind of coming. And I think the younger generations are expecting it to be on board now.
I think it's one of those things that, unfortunately, it does need to start maybe, you know, a bit slower. You know, it's one of those things. It's not an instant. You know, think about your own realization of your own well-being that develops over time. So it's not going to be instant, but it's nice and encouraging to hear that like boats are kind of taking it on. So, you know, they're raising the subject from individuals on board that are becoming aware of their own mental health and realizing the importance, and then encouraging other crew members. Because within that crew, there'll be people that are at various levels of their own awareness of lots of things when it comes to mental health. So that's really encouraging. And that's also probably really positive as well, because that's quite organic. You know, you're not forcing that, that's actually happening from their own kind of research, or, you know, like I said, own awareness. So that's really positive. The only reason I mentioned the fatigue is because the barrage of information, and also the inconsistency in a lot of the information as well. Like, what, since this mental health rabbit has been let out of this hat kind of thing, I think the industry has kind of struggled to kind of have a common voice on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there is, as well as the pushback from people just saying, toughen up, just be a bit tougher. Do you think we could be getting a bit more coherent a little bit?
I think so. I think one of Season Mind's key messages has always been whatever training we do has to be applicable on board. So, and but we want that training to be based in normally data and fact. So that's why it's quite important. Or I think in the industry, there's a bit of a spread in terms of what people are delivering. The importance is that people are singing from a hymn sheet that is very applicable to yachting.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the difficulty of working in the industry is it's so niche. Mental health in itself isn't niche. It's just the coping mechanisms you might rely on are more restrictive. So yeah. I think there is a movement towards people kind of making sure they deliver coherent and consistent training. Obviously, Season Mind have always offered mental health first aid training, but we have very specific examples that are yachting based. Whereas in, you know, we also offer Unit 44, which is the yacht mental health and wellbeing, which is under IAMI, and that one, the syllabus has been set from a yachting background, whereas the MHFA one has been set in 27 countries worldwide and then applied to yachting specifically.
Yep.
So I think we're always quite certain that what we offer is we only do mental health and wellbeing. You know, we don't offer a variety of different areas and leadership or coaching or any of that. It's like that's our bread and butter, and the courses we will offer will always meet the applicability of it being on.
Yep.
And I think provided more people that are offering the training really have that applicability, then the whole industry will feel the effect of,
yeah,
of like using the tools that you get from that training to make a difference in the industry. It's when you get those sporadic messages that aren't as applicable on board that it's like, well, what am I doing with this information? I can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's moving in the right direction. We like to say it's we're the boring ones in the background that are kind of always there. But those, you know, we want to endure. And so what we offer is really specific, but it will always be of that standard. And that's something that we're not willing to compromise. So we will always have something that's either recognisable, like MHFA is in many, many countries, where you would then leave yachting and you would have that certification, it would be recognised. Or, you know, for our not mental health and wellbeing one, which is IAMI accredited, it's recognisable under the Chief Stewardess COC and all those things. So you're always going to have something that is of worth.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to us.
I think it's really important. I mean, anything that's recognised ashore, you know, obviously being, you know, Yacht Pearls of Wisdom and Super Yacht Laundry, I'm all about women. So, you know, getting something that's valuable ashore, because you will need to bolster what onshore companies can actually recognize, is not a bad thing. And then also it could be an adaptable thing, you know, obviously you're offering the like that level of course, then that level of course could then lead to another one if somebody wanted to go further. You know, it's quite a nice thing. I always want value for money.
Yeah.
So like if it's recognized on land, you've got it. It would be really nice if, you know, especially for females, you know, all of like leadership courses and all of those PERSA courses and stuff kind of really absorb stuff like that, you know, give true value, not just on board, but the life that they're actually going to lead afterwards. But that's just me.
I think it's really important, like you say, like the reality is that folks aren't going to be on board forever.
No.
There will be something that takes people off board on shore, and when that time comes, you know you want to make sure your toolkit has many things in there, which yachting provides. But yeah, having something recognizable is quite important.
It is quite important. Yeah, so like I said, the whole industry is a buzz. We're awash with chat about mental health. And we will still continue talking about it, even though everybody's maybe slightly bored and moved on to the next thing. We are the people that kind of hang around in the background, still plugging away. But maybe not specifically talking about mental health and what to do, you have got a little project going on this year that my husband, his new advisor, and Max, who works on this podcast, we are signing up for. But before we get into what it is, where did the idea come from?
So there are a few reasons why I came to this project conclusion and to try and make it work. We were getting people through training, and we were, as part of our training, we are always directing people to signpost resources that can help them on board. And one of those resources is iSwan's Yacht Crew Help and their yacht welfare projects. They have amazing tools that crew can use to support them on board all of the time, really. But so many crew are coming through, and obviously it's the benefit of having the trainings, you receive that information, but unless you come to the training, you might not know it exists. It's really hard to find those tools when you start in yachting or you're in yachting, and how are you going to access all of the support if it's not really presented to you and you have the awareness? So we had folks coming through who were like, oh my gosh, this is incredible, never knew it existed, but still hitting, you know, years down the line, still people not knowing it exists. So there was an awareness point there where I was like, okay, we need to find a way of reaching people that aren't coming to training to be able to access 24/7 helplines if they need them, if they don't have that through their insurance or whatever it is. We need that awareness to be there. The second thing is iSwan is a charity, and so they require funding year on year to support, and I'm part of their yacht crew welfare working group, and so when we meet, we're often trying to find ways in which to sustainably fund the work they're doing, and short of getting businesses here and there to, you know, provide money year on year, it really got to a point where I thought, especially with speaking with Laura Beard, who is their yacht project manager, like there needs to be something sustainable in place that can help fund this. And so bringing those two things together, I also thought, okay, what did I want? When I had been cooped up working all summer, hadn't been off the boat, feeling really tired, ready for a break, but also I'm still working. You know, when we get a yard period, you know, you're not happy to have the flexibility of going home or whatever it is there a challenge that I would want to do? And be part of. And so that's where Marathon for Mental Health is coming. So that people can have a challenge at the end of their summer season that would work as a fundraiser for iSwan services, but would also dual populate the awareness piece, where if you get folks that just want to come along and do a flexible marathon, they might not normally have found those resources. If they weren't going to mental health training, but they can find it in a space where it might be more accessible for them if they're into fitness or whatever that is.
It's a good little idea. I mean, like I said, it's quite positive. It can be quite fun because obviously when, you know, like there's four of us coming together for our little team, it makes it fun. You've got a challenge. Do you know, me doing a whole marathon, you know, don't know, like...
Well, I can explain a bit more about what, you know, for people listening, they're like, hang on a minute, what? Signing up for a full marathon? It's, I can explain a bit more about what the marathon. We've named it this year Marathon for Mental Health, although we might go through some rebranding because it's a bit wordy next year if it's a success this year. But effectively, Marathon for Mental Health is a flexible marathon for crew and yachting professionals who might be shoreside to be able to come together and run, walk or hike the distance of a marathon over a 3-week period. So we start it from the 10th of October, which is World Mental Health Day, and it closes on the 31st of October. So hopefully sandwiched between the seasons so that, you know, maximum people have the opportunity to go ashore in the evenings maybe. And the idea is that you do the distance of a marathon across the period of time.
I can get on board with that, like absolutely. Trying to do, I've got a number of friends that have done at the actual London marathon, so like in the UK, just know
For my sins, I'm doing the London Marathon next year. I have no idea if I will make it.
You get to the end. I'm sure you get to the end. And it's supposed to be they said it's an incredible experience, but it's all the bit beforehand. So obviously the London Marathon's in the spring. You've got to train in the rain and the night and all of that. Lots of training over winter. And I think that's probably the bit that I'm like, no.
But in terms of accessibility for crew, this was half of it. I was like, we can't arrange a marathon.
No.
Because crew don't have the opportunity to train properly for it ahead of it. So there has to be something that you can go and do that works flexibly to your working careers.
And your pace.
And your pace, exactly. That's why we've tried to make it accessible. It's like, okay, most people should be able to do at least on a few weekends. Good long walks.
I can't wait to see
your teams.
We're starting to devise a bit of a plan of where we're going to go and how we're going to do it. I have done. So I did, just after my daughter was born, I got into running and got quite, only up to 10K, but I did get into it. And then, it's kind of fallen the wayside. So it's been a good excuse for me to get back in there. Might have to do that with yoga just to make sure the pelvic floor is okay.
Yeah, fair. Also then it's at least then there is something to benchmark and work towards, right? And it's also going to get the endorphins flowing. And that was part of also our reason for trying to make this happen, is that, our physical health is so entwined with our mental health and vice versa. And so if people have had a long season, or you're unsure and your partner's been away for months, and you might have that portion where they're back or they're less busy and they're in the yard, you might have a bit more flexibility to go out and do it. And it's about carving out the times so that you have something that can get the endorphins going to feel good. And that is the tagline for Marathon for Mental Health is feel good. That's the aim. That is the aim. Is that
I don't know whether my husband's going to feel good by the end. He doesn't run anywhere. He doesn't even like walking. I'm really honest. So Jono, who's obviously works with him, he's fit, so he's gonna be fine. He's not like that long out of the industry.
So everyone's not broken by the end of it. We don't go year on year to do it, but fingers crossed.
When I mentioned to Tim about doing some training, he's like, I'll be fine. I'm like, what? You kind of need to anyway. So it's going to make funny reels on social media, at least.
Exactly. It's really nice because you can sign up as individuals or as teams. So we've got some yachts that have signed up as whole teams. Ooh. Which will be lovely because it means
guys out there, let's bring who can do it in the fastest time.
Are some prizes. However, we're not doing it based on distance or. Everyone hopefully will meet the same distance, but it's about how much you raise for IceOn. Okay. So we have fundraising targets, and then for the team that raised the most as an average for the number of people that have participated, there'll be a team prize for them. And then for the individual that's raised the most, there'll be a Garmin Runner watch. So we're trying to incentivize folks, but hopefully some healthy competition between yachts will really up the ante in terms of
getting do a funds. Theme the best theme for their marathon team. I think that would be really cool. Dolphin team, pirate team. They would get well into dressing up and looking ridiculous to do it. Well,
it's great because we've got folks all over the world, so we weren't going to do in-person meetups, but that is now proving the best way for also getting folks that don't want to sign up for the full marathon to also participate. So tentatively it's requiring a lot of planning, so thank you to the folks that have volunteered their time to make it happen. But we've got in-person meets in planned for the south of France, for London, for Mallorca, tentatively Fort Lauderdale, Fiji and New Zealand. So wow. There are going to be opportunities for people if they want to do 5K, for example, with other folks, and they happen to be in those yachty hubs, that they can meet people and go out for a run with them.
I put forward that people need to dress up and make it fun. I want a K-pop Demon Hunters team. I want a mermaid team. I want a Jack Sparrow team. Come on, yachties.
Yeah.
No one love an excuse to dress like a minion. No. Just for a giggle, you know?
Maybe we should start doing that year on year. We should start doing themes so yeah. that then we get some incredible pictures of folks, you exactly. know, halfway up a mountain yeah. where in Cape Town or...
Well, you know, it's you putting, know. Putting it into the hands of crew. We're raising funds to get something going that looks after crew. So it's in the hands of us. So we, you know, we can raise money, we can be really good at it and also have some fun doing it as well.
That's the thing. We wanted something yeah. that's fun. And if people manage to find some resources that are going to help them while they're on board whilst they meet up or participate, then even, you know, that's that bit mm-hmm. of the vision ticked for the fundraiser. Yeah. But ultimately, in good faith, we hope there's going to be enough folks that we can hit our fundraising target, which this year is
£37,000. Wow. So that's doable.
If we can do it, that will be great. And hopefully year on year, we can build it into something in the yachty calendar that everyone knows happens. And if you do register, you get a courtesy flag. So you can hoist the flag on board and other vessels will be able to see that you're participating in it for those 3 weeks and stuff. So there's lots of ways to show other folks that you're part of it and that you're fundraising.
Oh, we don't have a boat. That's annoying.
I can do a courtesy flag. You've put a team in.
You know,
can
somebody still with take a boat.
Out with you on your run.
I'll be like Patrick from Marine Accounts. Patrick, I need a boat, please. It's a fantastic idea, you know, and at the end of the day, I think something like this, raising funds directly by crew for crew and cutting out all of the politics, is quite nice, you know. If crew care about crew, let's just do it ourselves kind of thing. And I quite like that. But I do want to see themed teams. I just
Well, you, why don't you start? Your team could have a theme. We'll find out.
My husband will be even more horrified that I've signed him up for a marathon and he's also got to dress up as Jack Sparrow whilst he does these different sections.
I love it.
Anyway, watch this space for what Tim Reidman ends up looking like. No, I think it, like I said, it's pretty cool. You know, just keep it simple. Crew raising money for helping other crew, you know. Yeah. Don't need anybody else kind of thing. So, no, fantastic initiative. Obviously, we will provide all of the details in bio below with this episode. If you want to get involved, all the links will be provided. But you did mention about cutoff days.
Yes. So people that enter... the brand, there is a registration fee, and that is so that we can give you a kit bag. So in the kit bag would be a feel good cap, which says feel good on the front, thanks to Caesar Mind for sponsoring those, and we also have the courtesy flag, which Hill Robinson has sponsored, but also we have a psychological support handbook, which we're calling a quick grab guide. And anybody that is in part of the marathon then has that guide, and it has lots of kind of how-tos for your crew, how to evacuate someone that might be in emotional distress, how to build connection with your crew, how to support someone that might be experiencing a panic attack, different, really applicable but bite-sized information
mm-hmm.
that you can have on board to keep you safe should you need it, or that if you do happen to be in a scenario where you need to immediate support, you might be able to grab that quick guide and find support you need. And we've been able to, or we've been writing over a series of months, but various people have had input, insurance companies, telemedical services, etc., so that there's something really concrete that crew can use. So that will also be in the kit bag, and then you also get a medal pin. So we want to be able to ship those kit bags out, but it does mean that we are putting a registration closing date of 10th of September. That gives us a full month to ship those out to wherever you are in the world. You can still register after the 10th of September, and you can still turn up to the in-person events just as one-offs if you don't want to register for the whole thing. But it just means that we won't be able to get that kit back to you, which have the hoodies and the medals. And hopefully year on year, people will collect the pins so that they can show that they've been involved. So, yeah, 10th of September. And if not, it would be that you register, but you just don't get the kit back in time.
And the marathon starts on
the 10th of October.
10th of October. That's when Tim's going to be hating life.
And we do have a kickoff event. So we have on the 10th of October in Palmer, we've got a 5K in the evening, which we're doing in collaboration with Super Yacht Fitness. Okay. And then on the Saturday morning, you can come and join us for an informal hike as well. We're going to do a hike just outside Palmer Central. In nature. So if you don't fancy the run, you can come for a hike, but we're quite keen to make sure we can see people face to face if they want to participate but might not want to do the full marathon.
Cool. Palmer's a lovely place as well. I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
But I won't. I should probably be doing my bit in the rain. Which you know.
Damn it.
It's a fantastic initiative. Like I said, all the details will be provided below. Good on you, kind of thing.
Yeah, let's see if we can hit the target.
It's doable, for sure. For sure, it's doable. So, listeners, get involved. Get a team together. Get your interior team, mermaid team. Honestly, I can see it in my mind. There's a group of girls that are desperate. They run anyway, so you might as well crack on, you know.
Exactly.
And do it with glitter on your face and maybe purple hair. why not? And raise some really good money for a really good cause that can help you out. So I think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on and giving me the info. Like I said, all of the links will be provided. Let's raise that money, guys. Thank you very much, Mel.
Thank you, Charisse.